Last year, on 98FM, I came up with an idea and they ran with it. I managed to get thousands and thousands of Dubliners, thousands of 98FM listeners into the city centre with their clothes off.
Hi, I'm Naomi from Cabra. It was so good. It was so slippy.
Hi, I'm Dan from Finglas. I was run at the start, build up a lot of pace, just flop down on top of a little ring.
Hi, I'm Laura. I'm from Sandyford.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing.
You will never get the opportunity to do this again in Dublin unless 98FM are clever enough to bring this back. And we all want it back. So it's an amazing opportunity to be going down one of the oldest streets in Dublin. So I think 98FM will have a big challenge on their hands to not bring this back.
It was the first time in the history of the city that it was done in 2016. I am sincerely delighted to announce it is back. 98FM's Big Slide Festival, ladies and gentlemen.
98FM's Big Slide Festival with Dublin City Council, Wine Tavern Street, July 15th and 16th.
We're doing it all again, baby. Our 260-foot ginormous inflatable water slide is going to be back on the streets of Dublin July 15th and July 16th for the whole weekend on Wine Tavern Street. Grab your swimsuits, grab your friends, grab your family. It is a completely free event that we're doing, 98FM's Big Slide Festival. And if you were there last year, you are more than welcome to come back. And I can assure you, I have put plans in place. We are making the slide faster this year. It is going to be, they're currently designing this thing that is going to make the slide way faster. We're going to make it way bigger and it's going to be way wetter. 98FM's Big Slide Festival. We've got sliding, music, entertainment, food. And at the center of it all, a 260-foot inflatable 98FM water slide. And you can only win your exclusive 98FM wristbands here on 98FM. And it starts on Monday. We're delighted to bring it back, 98FM's Big Slide Festival 2017 with Dublin City Council. It's back, baby!
98FM's Big Slide Festival. Coming to you live from Wine Tavern Street for 98FM's Big Slide Festival with Dublin City Council.
Hey, I'm Phil from Sandymount. It was excellent, it was really fun. Something very unique for Dublin. So it was a lot of fun, yeah.
Hi, I'm Anthony from Tala.
Ah, it's unbelievable, unbelievable. It's a lot quicker than I thought it would be. Just throw caution to the wind and just go as fast as you can.
98FM's Big Slide Festival, live from our 260-foot water slide on Wine Tavern Street.
98FM. Justin Bieber, who would be a celebrity and he would sing songs and he would travel the world. He is in Dublin.
Oh yeah, he's playing the RDS this evening.
He's playing the RDS. He was in Maynooth yesterday. There was a picture of him online. It's on 98FM's Instagram if you want to check that out, of him in a restaurant. It's mad, like, just a paper in a restaurant.
That is crazy.
He also went to Bushey Park.
Oh, in Terranure.
He did, yeah.
Lovely.
Where my dad is from. And I don't know if you remember when Beyonce came over, they were praising the Irish press and people for not, you know, being all over them and just letting them enjoy.
Losing the plot.
Yeah, enjoy. Yeah, not being like Americans.
Like paparazzi in your face. Yeah.
Not screaming. Unfortunately, there's a lot of people in Terranure obviously didn't get that memo. And this is what happened when Justin Bieber showed up to play just a game of basketball.
Justin Bieber! Can I have a high five?
What the hell just happened at the end there? Did the child just explode?
Okay, so this child has obviously ingested a kettle.
How did everybody not stop and look around and say, seriously?
Like, this is also a noise. Right, so that's a steam kettle that you would have, and then this is the kid.
Oh my God.
Very excited about this because we've been doing it all week and it is now time. 98FM. Turn the music up. Are you all right?
98FM.
Yeah.
The radio station sending you to see Coldplay live in New York City.
New York City!
This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. This is a 98FM prize like no other. Flights, accommodation to New York City. You're going to see Coldplay live in the MetLife Stadium. $500 spending money. We will look after everything for you. 98FM's Big Breakfast. Adrian and Jeremy, Barry Dunn, Brian Marr and me. We've all been putting people into a draw for this incredible prize. And it is now time to give the prize away. So what I've done here is I have a cup and I have Rebecca Shackleton from 98FM here. Say hello, Rebecca, to everybody.
Hi.
Rebecca's here. She's going to pick the winner. So I've got the numbers in a cup. All the numbers are in a cup. And this is how we're picking the winner. If you are in this draw, good luck. Okay, Rebecca, I need you to pick a number here for me. You got one?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
14.
Perfect. Thank you. We are about to change somebody's life here on 98FM.
Hello? Hello?
Hello, Lisa.
Yeah?
This is Dara Quilty calling from Dublin's 98FM.
Oh my God, are you joking me?
Not joking. I'm just ringing you to let you know that we're doing the draw for Coldplay today, okay?
Yeah.
You're aware of that?
Yeah. Ma'am, go. I can't hear. I'm sorry, my whole house is waiting on this call.
Ma'am! Ma'am!
Stop, I can't hear.
Lisa, you know you're in a draw, don't you?
Yeah, I think I called like on Wednesday or something.
You were speaking to Boomtown Barry Dunn.
I was, yeah.
What is the draw for exactly?
It's for to see Coldplay in New York on next Sunday.
Is that it?
$500 spending money.
That sounds good. What else?
You're staying at the Times Square in the...
So you're going to stay in Times Square?
Yeah.
You're going to see Coldplay live in New York City and get $500 spending money?
At the MetLife.
And is it just you or is it two people? That's in.
It's two people. Hope.
Okay. And if you won, who would you take with you?
My mom, who is standing in front of me.
Where are you guys from?
I'm Dublin.
Whereabouts?
I'm East Wall, Tree Arena.
Okay.
The
okay.
Tree.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, okay. Well, I'm up to speed with your life anyway. Listen, thanks for listening.
Okay.
Lisa from East Wall, you're going to New York City!
Oh my God, I'm going!
Lisa, you have just won a trip to New York City from 98FM to go and see Coldplay live. Congratulations!
Oh my God! I've been listening in my earphones walking home from work.
Lisa,
came on at 4.
You have just won a trip to New York City. Congratulations.
Oh my God, they won't believe it in work. They won't believe it.
Only on 98FM.
I know you want to sing.
Let's go.
Now, here we go, Dublin.
Taking you back to the old school.
Getting jiggy with it.
This is what we do every day from 2.
Listen to me now. 98FM's 2 o'clock throwback.
Throwback. Starting this afternoon with Paul Johnson predicting the price of Bitcoin. As we begin the 2 o'clock throwbacks, this is Dublin's 98FM.
Taking you back to when buses were green, Friends was massive.
We were on a plane!
And we were playing songs like this.
98FM's 2 o'clock throwback.
FM, we are in the mix on The Fix with Brian Marr. You can get in touch. Let us know what you're doing today, 0877 98 98 98, or if there's a song you want to hear, you can send us a voice request like Sandra.
Hi Brian, this is Sandra, loving the fix in the mix tonight. I'm just on the way to the gym. Would you be able to play the song for the movie The Beach? Thanks, bye.
I think this is the song you're looking for. It's Morikante, Yeke Yeke on 98FM.
And it's that time of year again when we're asking you to nominate the best of Dublin. The 98FM Awards recognise the people and businesses that really make this city. Last year's winners included Corduff FC for Best Sports Club and Angelo's in Ballymun for Best Takeaway. We're on the hunt for nominations again. Log on to 98FM.com/best of Dublin and nominate your Dublin heroes.
98FM with Cardigan's Love Foo on the fix with Brian Maher.
98FM's Best of Dublin Awards 2018 with Des Kelly Interiors, where quality costs less.
As you may or may not know, but hopefully you do know, 98FM's Best of Dublin Awards 2018 are back. We're into the second week now of your nominations. We want you to get online and nominate your best of. There's various different categories that you could nominate for: Best Salam, Best Butcher, Best Dub. Loads of different categories, and you can nominate who they are. And we have 98FM's Kieran O'Connor out and about chatting to some previous winners, just in case you didn't realise what it means to be nominated, to be voted for, and to win. And I'm guessing by the tunes in the background that I can hear you're at some sort of gym, Kieran.
Yeah, no, you can hear lots of thumping music in the background. For once, I'm not in Copperface Jacks. Instead, I've come to a gym, which again, it's surprising enough. I'm with 98FM's Best of Dublin Best Gym for 2017 and the owner, Ger Conroy from Ger Conroy Fitness. Hello to you.
How doing, Kieran?
This is a new gym. Last year, this was not here. Last year, we'd done the same thing. We had a chat. We're in Mulhuddard, and we're in a bit of a smaller gym. Now we're in Junction 6, which is a massive gym. Tell us about this.
Well, since we won the award last year, we have opened our second gym in Junction 6, just on the M50. It's a 10,000 square foot gym. We have 40 classes, over 40 classes a week, and a 6,000 square foot facility for the gym as well.
I've been in a few gyms. I know it's hard to believe looking at me. It's a good thing this is radio. But when I go to a gym, it's very much you swipe your key card, you walk through a turnstile, and you're in a big environment and there's not many trainers around. The first thing as we were walking through the door, I saw you waving at customers who I'm sure are not just customers now, they're also friends probably at a gym.
Yeah, most definitely. That's what we try and focus on. That's our main goal, is to make sure that we all know everybody's name. Everybody gets a hello, everybody gets a goodbye. But it's kind of a real community-based gym. We certainly have that up in Mulhuddard, and it's something that we're really, really focused on in Junction 6 here as well.
How important is Best of Dublin for small businesses like yourself?
It's very important, to be honest, and it's really good. It just showed us, we always knew we had a great community spirit within the gym. And although I knew how good a community spirit it was, the Best of Dublin just showed how good it was, and all the members just came together and they were voting and they were mailing me saying why they wanted us to win it, because obviously they appreciate what we are doing for them.
Live from the Dublin News Centre, this is 98FM, first for Dublin News.
At 5, I'm Brendan O'Loughlin. An Inchicore woman who watched on in horror as her neighbour's flat burned down last night says it's the most shocking thing she's ever seen in her life.
Oh, she was screaming for help. She was screaming for help. It was awful.
A mother and her 8-year-old son are fighting for their lives after the blaze at Tyrone Place. 98FM Stephanie Grogan is at the scene with this report.
We ran out to the top balcony. We could see her screaming on the balcony, and she was screaming, help, please, help, help, help. Some guys in that block got a ladder and managed to get the mother out and the son. They couldn't get to the two children in the upstairs bedroom because the whole hall was on fire.
One local woman describing the scene of last night's devastating fire. Neighbours sprang into action when they heard the mum's cries for help. One man got a ladder while another reached across and pulled one of her children from her balcony onto his own.
The girl that lives a few doors down from me, she came running down, banging me door to ring a fire brigade.
A very nice lady, a nice family.
Hope they're all kind of after as I got up there.
The mum, who's in her 30s, and her 8-year-old son are in a critical condition, while her 7-year-old daughter and 13-year-old son are being treated in hospital, but their injuries aren't as serious. Local TD Breed Smith is praising fire officers for stopping the blaze from spreading to the other flats.
It's a densely populated area, and had it spread, we could be looking at a really severe tragedy. In this case, it was confined, and hopefully the family that did suffer will recover.
98FM, first for Dublin News.
A manhunt is underway after the second murder in Dublin in a week. A fitness instructor from Lucan was shot dead in a car park in City West last night. 98FM's Trish Laverty reports.
It would appear that he was shot and was outside the car or fell outside the car, getting out of the car at the time.
Superintendent Peter Duff describing how John Gibson tried to run for his life after being shot several times last night. He was sitting in his car when he faced his killer, who had entered a car park at City West Shopping Centre. These people live and work nearby.
It was terrible, yeah. I just lived down in Fartestown there. I had all the commotion there, so... Yeah, it was brutal.
Very scary. Kind of worried, like, that there was kids kind of hanging around here last night. Anything could happen.
It's a sad situation. This is a nice area.
A VW caddy found burnt out in a nearby estate is being examined, and officers are also investigating if there's a link between the murder of Darren Nugent in Clondalkin last week, as the two were close friends.
We're not ruling anything out at this stage. Irrespective of any other fact, I think we've got to keep cognizance of the fact that a 28-year-old man died here last night, and two children today are left without a father.
Gardaí are appealing for witnesses or anyone with information to contact them at Talagartha station. 98FM first for Dublin News.
The housing minister has announced a raft of new rules to help stop the cost of rent spiralling. Greystones is being added to the list of areas that are rent pressure zones, and landlords can no longer ask for more than 1 month's rent as a deposit. Owen Murphy says it's all part of a plan to give the Residential Tenancies Board more power.
A deposit protection scheme will be established, operated by the Residential Tenancies Board, to handle deposits and to manage disputes efficiently so that decisions are delivered and money is returned quickly. Under this new scheme, the RTB will also be able to define a deposit at 1 month's rent.
Well, as the housing crisis deepens, it's emerged that Taoiseach has objected to an apartment block being built near his home. Leo Varadkar has called the proposed four-storey development on the old Navan Road an affront to Castle Knock. Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin's accused him of having a not-in-my-backyard attitude.
If you are saying high-rise is the answer, well, you can't very well then be opposing it in your own constituency. And I think it just illustrates that fundamental disconnect between the rhetoric and reality.
And finally this evening, a former Bohemians footballer is taking a momentous step forward.
Can't wait to just get off this wheelchair and walk with two legs.
Over a year after an accident, Santry man Stefan Balog is today being fitted with a prosthetic leg. 98FM's Aideen Finnegan has more.
20-year-old Stefan Balog says it's still his goal to play for Ireland despite losing his right leg below the knee. He's joined the Irish Amputee Football Association after a freak accident ended his Bohemians career. It happened when a glass door fell on him at his home in June of last year.
When my leg went through the glass door, and then I pulled it back out. I must have done more damage as well. Cut all my nerves, ligaments and the main artery.
Stefan's teammates rallied to support him in his medical costs, and the paths led to Kappa Hospital today, where he's being fitted with his new prosthetic leg.
Can't wait, so excited. Back to walking.
Occupational therapist Sylvain Cosentino is walking him through how to fit it.
Make sure that the screw go into the lock.
Stefan says it's amazing to stand on his own 2 feet.
Just walking again, felt great. Kind of weird because you're looking at your two legs again.
Sylvain's confident Stefan can ditch the crutches in a matter of weeks.
Back to normal. That's my goal for Stefan, and I think that's his goal.
That gives him plenty of time to prepare his costume for Halloween next month.
I decided to dress up as a rower.
You can watch Stefan take his first steps now on 98FM.com.
When I was 17, 98FM.
I do this every day on the big ride home, and it never ceases to amaze me. We play whatever was playing when you were 17 years old, and today Brian is playing. Brian, how are you?
How's it going, Daryl? That's a crack, man.
17 in the year 2000, is that correct?
That is correct, yeah.
Excellent. So I'm going to pick out some songs here from the year 2000, Brian, and play them to down the phone to you, and you tell me which one you like the best, all right?
Make them nice and ridiculous now.
Oh, ridiculous you want?
Ridiculous, please, Dara. Ridiculous.
You've heard this game before, Brian, because you know I love ridiculous.
There we go. Look, mates, we're mates for life.
Ladies and gentlemen, the year 2000. This is what I can find. What could it be?
You're like, oh, Mickey, you're so fine.
It's not old Mickey. No, it's not.
Zombie.
Oh, there he is.
Oh, zombie. It's for Apocalypse.
Yeah, you're close. Zombie Nation is the name of the song. Come on.
Zombie
Apocalypse would be a better name. Right, staying in the ridiculous dance world, our next song from the year 2000. Oh my goodness, what a tune! You know it, Brian. It's Gigi Dacus. Gigi D'Agostino, L'Amour Toujours.
I would never have got that name, man. I forgot him completely.
Last one.
Freestyler.
Oh, yes.
Dr. Microphone. Carry on with the freestyler.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Bomb Funk MC.
Straight from the top of a dome. As the rock microphone.
That is a good one as well.
Ridiculous enough for you, Brian?
They were quite ridiculous.
Right, in order, we heard Zombie Nation, Kerncraft 400, Gigi D'Agostino, L'Amour Toujours, and Bomb Funk MC's Freestyler, all from the year 2000, all from when you were 17, Brian. This is your moment. You pick one and we shall inflict it upon the city. What are you thinking?
Oh, I'm going to have to go with number two, because that one got me dancing the most in the car.
Gigi D'Agostino.
Ladies
and gentlemen, the man has spoken. I'll play that in full on 98FM. Great to talk to you, Brian.
Woo, woo, woo.
98FM's Big Ride Home.
We're into 5 minutes of additional time. It's Coola leading by 112 to 13 points. They are seconds away from being crowned champions. They've got possession of the ball. And the icing on the cake for Coola. Yeah. It's a point to extend their advantage to three. We played 6 minutes and then some of additional time. And the full-time whistle is blown. It's over. Coola are the Dublin Senior Hurling champions for the third year in a row. They've beaten Kilmacud Crokes here by 113. To 13 points. Joyous scenes on the pitch as the Docky men retain their crown by defeating Crokes by 3 points.
Coola's captain, Paul Schutte.
The cup is going to spend the winter in the familiar surroundings of Docky. Coola, the Dublin Senior Hurling A champions for the third year in a row. They've beaten Kilmacud Crokes here in front of a packed Parnell Park by 113 to 13 points. Alongside me now, delighted to chat to the Coola captain, Paul Schutte. Paul, it's a familiar feeling in many ways, but sum it up for me.
It's a feeling that you'll never get tired of. It's absolutely brilliant. Three in a row, like, it's unbelievably tough. The standard of club hurling in Dublin is very, very high. Like we said, the biggest challenge for us is to get out of Dublin again, and then we can start trying to concentrate on winning Leinster. But to be honest, like, a lot of us wanted to copy our dads, who'd won three championships with the club. So I suppose that was always a goal for us, and now to achieve it is just absolutely brilliant.
This hour, heading to Palmerstown, talking to Carol McGuinness. Happy Friday.
Oh, happy Friday. Can't believe you're calling me. Jesus, how exciting.
Have you tried us before with this?
I've been trying for the last few days, but I haven't got anywhere. Do you know what I mean? So,
do you know, you finally made it on the radio when it's at a massive, massive €20,450.
Yes.
So you timed that well. Do you want to hear the sound?
No, I've heard it so many times at this stage.
Well, do you know, for the purposes of everybody else who are probably hoping that you're not going to win.
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to play this.
So I think it's a DVD case being put back into a DVD box set box.
What makes you think it's that?
When somebody guessed yesterday about putting the medicine bottle back into a box, I thought, yeah, I think it's something going back into a box. And then when you said all the seasons, I was thinking,
I'm sure that's a subtle clue. It might be about the weather or might not. So I was thinking, you know, the season's in a box set. So I was thinking, putting something back in a box. And then I tried it out at home and I taped it and it sounded exactly the same. So that's why.
You have put an incredible amount of thought and effort into this.
I have.
And that clue about seasons, you don't reckon it's a spice rack?
No.
You don't reckon it's anything to do with weather? You reckon it's seasons as in DVD box sets?
Yes.
You are absolutely right.
Yeah! Are you serious? Oh my God, I don't believe it.
€20,450. I'm going to ask you the question that I'm fed up of asking everybody because I almost know the answer, but I'd love to know what you're going to do with it.
I was saying just to my partner there, like only 10 minutes ago, if I won that, I can see a new car maybe, but I don't know what type but, or, you know, split it as well, you know, give something to somebody. And
can I suggest, Carol, a holiday as well?
A holiday, that'd be lovely too, yes. What do I do now?
Carol, what you do now is sit down on a chair by a window, open it up, stare calmly out for a couple of minutes, get up, make yourself a cup of tea and prepare yourself for the barrage of phone calls.
Yay, I'm just shaking here. I'm so excited. I can't believe it.
From everybody who's going to be ringing you because
I've
you
never
have won.
I've never won anything before. This is amazing. I'm brilliant.
What a way to go. €20,450 is yours, Carol. Yeah. Congratulations from everybody here. Well done.
Thank you. Thank you. Love 98FM.
98FM.
Let's talk about a dude, shall we?
Yeah.
A dude by the name of Eric Harcourt. He's currently in Clover Hill Prison. And he's going to be in there until about April 2019. 74 previous convictions this dude has. So he's in prison, right? He said, enough of this. And I'm getting up on the roof. I don't know what, but I'm going to protest. So he climbed up on the roof. With goalposts, and he started smashing windows. He was throwing things at people. Then the inmates threw clothes up to him to help him get over the barbed wire. But then essentially he was kind of stuck up there with this other dude. What's his name? Dean or something. So there's the two boys up on a roof of Clover Hill Prison. Yeah, Dean. Just wouldn't get down. So they sent up negotiators. Lads, come down. Come on. There's no good is going to come with this.
I think you'd be a good negotiator. Come on down, lads.
I just pushed them off. Anyway, so that was work. Guards couldn't get them down. No, but nothing was working. And to be fair, they were a bit of a danger to people. They were milling objects at people. And they're probably dangerous themselves because they could have fallen. And we don't want people to hurt themselves.
No.
I love that, though, because in no way is a good thing going to happen. Like, come down. Everything will be fine. As soon as you come down, get him! So they tried everything and nothing worked until the negotiators looked inside themselves and said, if I was on the roof of Clover Hill Prison, who would get me down? Who am I afraid of? Who am I scared? Aha!
What?
And they rang Eric and Dean's nanny.
What? Shut up, this isn't real.
They rang their grandmother and said, get over to Clover Hill Prison, we need you. So the grannies
on the roof.
The grannies put on their little headscarves that they have, the little jackets and the little weedy things that they go to the
little trolleys.
Yeah, they go to Tesco.
Trolleys, nice.
Got on Dublin bus. Hiya, I got passed. Thanks very much. Up to Clover Hill Prison. All right, where are they? Eric, Dean, get down. Didn't work, so they hoisted Eric's grandmother. Just imagine the little granny getting looped, a rope looped under her arms and hoisted up by a crane. Now, Eric, get down from the roof of the prison. And eventually it worked. I think they were about 12 hours up there, but that and a combination of other things meant that Eric and Dean got down. Now, Eric got an extra 6 months put onto his sentence, but the image of the little granny being hoisted up. Eric, I get the wooden spoon.
Oh, sake, granny.
2017.
Thank you so much.
The year when 98FM changed the lives of so many people.
Keeps reminding me.
We paid out €24,000 in 98FM's code red.
Oh my God, we have a winner! Owen has just cracked 98FM's code red. €24,000.
98FM's Best of Dublin Awards discovered everything great about our city.
I can't tell you how proud I am of this award.
It's huge to Ballymun and it's huge to us.
You guessed our secret sound.
An expendable hand screwdriver.
€23,650 is yours. Congratulations.
No way.
And for one weekend in August, over 20,000 Dubliners visited 98FM's Big Slide Festival.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, it's great. It's loads of fun. Yeah, it's hard to hold on to that ring.
It's great fun. We're absolutely drenched.
One incredible year.
One station.
Thank you very much to 98FM.
98FM.